Hi, I'm Joanne DeVito, and I'm the dance choreographer for Once Bitten. You're listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.
Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, covering a vampire movie 5 minutes at a time with a breakdown analysis of a film and a little bit of its history. I am your host, Dr. Chris, joining me from the Jay and Silent Bob Movie Minute.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And we are covering minutes 5 to 10 here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast of From Dusk Till Dawn from Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino. And we begin our 5 minutes with this awesome shot of George Clooney asking, what the hell did the cashier say to the cop? He didn't say anything. They just kind of bullshitted back and forth. But obviously, he thinks Pete's the name of the cashier, by the way. He thinks he whispered, Tarantino tells Clooney, he thinks he whispered, help us.
It also doesn't seem like he thinks that at all. I think right in the beginning here, we realize that Tarantino's character is a little crazy.
Do you know who played George Clooney's character in the TV series?
I don't remember. I did watch that series, though. It wasn't bad either, but I don't remember who played his character.
DJ Catarona. I don't know much about him, but he was cast as Batman in George Miller's Justice League movie, which never got made because the writer's strike happened in 2007.
Oh, wow. Oh, that sucked for him.
Yeah, they fully cast that movie, and they were ready to start filming George Miller's Justice League.
That guy was a decent actor, too. I think he would have been a good Batman.
You know what's really funny is that Michael Park's photo on Google looks very different than in the movie, where he's like a gray old man. Of course, he just got his head shot off.
Yeah.
His photo on Google is got to be from like 30 years prior to this movie.
I feel like I don't even know him until 30 years after this movie.
The girl with the red hair, by the way, she's a culinary arts and singer and piano player in California.
That's what you're getting from IMDb about her?
Basically. She was also, I remember, on an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Really? New series?
No, from 1996. The
original. Wow. With the talking cat. Yeah, I remember that one.
But I remember her being in an episode because I used to watch that show pretty religiously, and then turn around and find out that she's in this movie. I was like, oh, hey, she was on an episode of Sabrina.
You recognized her from one episode of Sabrina?
Stuck in my head that I remembered that happening. Yes.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thank you. I tend to think so. Man, Richie's gun hole in his hand is fucking unbelievable. It looks like it hurts.
Oh yeah. At one point he looks through it. I don't know if it's not this scene, right? Where he puts his eyeball.
No, it's later on in the car.
Yeah, I thought it was later on.
I do love the fact he can kick the shelf and the lighter fluid falls right in his hand.
Yeah, it's a really smooth move the way he does it.
I mean, George Clooney is a smooth move guy this entire movie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think they expected that. Everybody's used to him from ER, and he's a like really cool guy in this movie.
Blowing up the liquor behind the counter, it kind of reminds me of shooting the glass so John McClane can't walk on it.
Die Hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so by the way, the trailer, the thumbnail for the trailer is George Clooney looking directly at Pete, which is kind of funny. Now, Flaming Pete. I wonder who played Flaming Pete. Do you have any information on the stuntman who played Flaming Pete?
No, I do not. Do you?
No, I'm looking up the stunt people right now, but I do love the fact that the popcorn's popping as he's on fire.
Yes. I noticed that earlier today when I watched it, too. I didn't notice it before today, but, you know, when you go through things 5 minutes at a time, you notice a little more stuff.
The other woman that was in the scene before we blow up the world of liquor, her name was Amy Graham. She had a little bit longer career than her co-star. Her career continues on today. She was in a movie last year in 2023, but she was also in a movie called Shriek, If You Know What I Did Last Summer.
Was that a parody horror movie, I guess?
It's a parody horror movie. Now, as the Gecko brothers get away, we get the Hard Day's Night. We get the Dimension Films.
Dark Knight.
Yeah. And a Band Apart. What's that company, A Band Apart? I've never heard of that company before.
No, but I think they're also the ones who did Desperado. if I'm not mistaken.
So okay, maybe so they're probably Robert's company. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dimension Films. Boy, oh boy, weren't they all over the 90s?
Oh yeah, Dimension was everywhere in the 90s.
Okay, so A Band Apart is actually Quentin Tarantino's company.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah, because they have produced Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, Kill Bill Volume 2, Inglourious Basterds, Planet Terror, Jackie Brown, Four Rooms.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's Tarantino.
This soundtrack is unbelievable.
Actually, yeah. We'll get to it when I get to the other minutes. But yeah, I liked this whole soundtrack. And it's odd the way it changes, too, when it changes from... you know, from them just being criminals to what happens at the middle of the movie.
That's the name of the song. I said it was A Hard Day's Night. Obviously, that's by the Beatles. I'm completely wrong. The name of the song is called Dark Night by the Blasters.
Dark Night. Yeah.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night.
I didn't know the lyrics, but that drop down. Night. Yeah, that part is really cool when it comes up. It fits perfectly as they're driving away, too.
Correct. In the setting of the nighttime, Harvey Keitel gets top billing, too. Then George Clooney.
Well, Harvey Keitel, because him and Tarantino have been working together for years at this point.
And then Juliette Lewis, she had already been introduced prior to this in, what's the name of the movie? Robert De Niro.
She plays a little girl in that one, too. Is that Cape Fear? Yeah.
He sticks his thumb in her mouth and she sucks on it.
Yeah. Yeah, she does weird things like that. It makes me uncomfortable a little bit when she's playing like a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, like later on in this movie I had my co-host, Laws, who's this British vampire author. I said, Laws, okay. What does Juliette Lewis say to Quentin Tarantino in this scene? And she recites it perfectly. I just wanted to hear her say the word, eat my pussy.
Even though the character doesn't really say it, it's all in crazy Tarantino's head. So
right,
but
right,
I looked her up when I was watching this earlier today. She was older in this. She plays probably a 16-year-old girl. She's not 21 yet. She says that later.
She's supposed to be 17, I think.
17. She's 20 some years old in this movie. She looks very young.
Yes. I mean. Obviously older playing slightly younger, but not too far old that she does look like she just turned 18. So
yeah, she's a year old.
Funny is, and we'll get to her in another episode that you'll be on for, but that right. Wraps up these minutes, as Dark Knight plays, not to be confused with the Batman. Where can people find you, Chris?
We're the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We're on duelinggenre.com. Just Google Jay and Silent Bob Minute, you'll find us. We've done Clerks, we've done Mallrats, we've done Chasing Amy. We're working our way. We're working our way through Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back now, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, and you can find me here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast as the host. Scott has unfortunately left the show due to medical and personal reasons, but we wish him the best in his future endeavors. You can listen to our previous episodes covering Life Force, Once Bitten, The Lost Boys, and Vampire Hunter D. And we'll be back in a couple weeks with another 5 minutes of From Dusk Till Dawn here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.